Eric Krasno is the guitar player for that, and another one of his bands, or bands that he was in, was Lettuce. And personally, I take a lot of inspiration from Adam Deitch, who's the drummer of Lettuce. So yeah, a lot of that.
Didn't they just play in Burlington recently, or like fairly recently, or something like that?
Yeah, they play almost every year here.
Yeah,
they're great. Check them out.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you guys ever, in the Burlington scheme of music, I feel like it's almost like pivoting towards this like punky rock kind of scene now. But like, if you guys ever thought that you'd be like in a band in Burlington with an organ, I guess. I don't know. This is like one of the first times I've really seen that.
Yeah, I mean, this is new to all of us. I mean, we Van got this organ here, what, 5-6 months ago?
In March.
And we put this band together in late April.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are like new.
We're very new.
Yeah, we're pretty new.
Yeah.
Dang.
I had a vision.
That's awesome. Yes.
Earlier this year.
It was a good vision.
I had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like the only other like Burlington band that kind of almost had the same, not the same, but like similar sound was like No Showers on Vacation, which is like, they don't play anymore because I think they all graduated. But they did like one show my freshman year, and I remember they were like kind of like bluesy, jazzy kind of almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all those boys.
Yeah, they're great. We love them.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot probably of the scene that like, you just gotta be in the know, I guess.
You gotta be around the shows.
Yeah. Gotta be around the block a bit.
You gotta search for stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, this is fun. I like, this is a nice little history lesson. Like,
yeah.
1952, barn, organ.
Goes way back.
What? That's crazy. That's crazy. Let's hear another one. And then, what's the song name so I can keep it in mind?
This is gonna be something called WizKid.
WizKid.
Another one of mine.
Are you the WizKid?
No. That's the WizKid.
Oh, WizKid. See, there's so many things I'm discovering right now. I actually didn't even know that either.
There's a secret song about you.
We haven't recorded anything yet, but just keep a lookout for our first album. It's going to be called Taking Luca to the Prom. And here's the first track off of that, WizKid.
So exciting.
Perfect. And before you guys start, I just actually want to remind the listeners that if you have anything to say to the band or like want us to tell them, you can chat in at WREV.org or call in at 802-656-4399. Everybody, say what you want, good things to the band, and we'll tell them what you feel. All right, you may begin.
Thank you. Multi-part.
Should have called the flat three.
So I'll start with a statement. So this is a three-piece band with no bass.
That's true.
And well, it has an organ.
Let me tell you where the bass comes from.
Is it the feet?
It is. So it's actually. So this has two parts also.
I've been trying to figure out how the organ works.
Yeah. So there are two there are two physical keyboards on the organ itself. And the bottom, is it the bottom two octaves or the bottom octave of the second one?
The bottom.
No, the keyboard.
It's the same?
No, I mean, like, which one has the subs in it?
These are the same. They don't have subs.
I thought they had subs.
No. Okay. No subs, everyone.
that's what has the subs. That's right.
Well, they both have subs. Technically.
That's what I was...
That's a crazy sound.
It is a crazy sound.
I think
so
that sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. I know, I've been trying... I don't know. I love when I go to shows and, like, specifically, like, the steel guitar... Like, with the slide and stuff. I have no idea how it works.
Yep.
And I always try and, like, watch and see, like, what they're doing. It's crazy. Have not caved and looked at a YouTube video yet, but I'm feeling like I should because it's insane. Like to watch... Yeah. Like, I don't know how to play the organ, so I like to watch and see, like, what you're doing and try and be like, oh, where's that coming from? Like, how is he doing that?
Yeah, it's bass is mostly my left hand and a little bit of my feet.
Yeah, I was going to ask how that changes. I guess I was going to... How do you
change from playing like a keyboard to an organ where you have to play bass while also sometimes soloing.
Yeah, it's really hard, and I'm not that good at it yet, and I'm trying my best here, and my bandmates are going to be like...
He's lying. He sounds really, really
good.
Really
I think he does an amazing job when he plays with That's all of right. his limbs.
I just trying... Well, I've messed around with it before, but this year is like the first year where I've really tried to focus in on that sort of style.
Lock in.
Yeah. Do you Lock either of you guys in. Have to change how you play to be in an organ trio, or is it?
Well, I mean, with the bass is taken care of, and so the thing is, the guitar and the organ, the frequencies of both the instruments work really well together, as opposed to guitar and piano, because they're both in the frequency range. They're both very mid heavy, so there are lots of records where you'll hear the guitar and the piano playing in the same range and it can sound muddy pretty quickly. But that doesn't really happen with guitar and organ, because you can play the same voicings and it'll sound very full, which is nice. That allows us some freedom to play fuller chords and just fill out the sound.
That's really cool. But like, have you played like a real organ before? Or is this like your first time
organ?
Dabbling? Yeah, church organ. Real, I guess, is not
like a pipe organ. Like a pipe organ.
Yeah,
big one in church.
Organ. So, sort like barely. Okay. Like I've barely, like I know there's one in the Interfaith Center that I've played, but that one's like only has one keyboard. I've played the one at the church I grew up at, but it wasn't that big.
Cool. So this organ is like a new.
Acquisition.
Yeah. It's almost a completely different instrument from the piano, I think.
Totally.
It's same keys, same notes, but like you have to approach everything so much differently. And with the bass, you have to like be way more intentional about what everything's doing, because there's a lot more like focus going into it.
You said you got this like 5 months ago or something?
I guess so. March.
He's put in the work.
Seven months ago.
You're a fresh organ player now.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm a greenie.
I have like, I guess, like, maybe two things, maybe three things. One was a message from the chat that says, Zach is my favorite Burlington drummer.
Aww.
Thank you.
That's so sweet.
And then my question, I guess, I have, like, one serious question and, like, one kind of silly question. So I kind of want to know the serious one first before we get goofy with it.
Sure.
But, like, how did you each start, like, playing your instruments? And, like, what kind of, like, drew you to, like, where you are now?
Oof.
Luca, go first.
Sure, I'll go first. I started playing guitar in my eighth grade, which would have been about 8 years ago now. The funny thing is, I started playing because my brother was taking guitar lessons, and he's 5 years younger than me.
Oh, so you need to be better.
Well, I mean, not even that. So we had a guy come by to our house who was teaching my brother lessons, and they had like three lessons at that point. And I came in, and like it was taking place in the living room. And the teacher was like, hey, you want to come and play for a little bit? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I'd been listening to, like, that was at a point where I was, like, starting to discover my own taste in music. Like, I was big into, like, all the prog rock stuff. Like, yes.
So, like, Polyphia, were you big into that stuff?
I like them now, but that wasn't formative for me. But I liked a lot of stuff that had guitar in it. And so I just did the lesson, and that was, like, the opening of a door and a lot of other doors. And so I've been playing since then, and like mainly self-taught. Like I really just learned from listening to the music that I liked.
Yeah.
A lot of guitar heavy stuff. And I got to school here in 2020, and that was when I started to become interested in jazz and improvisational music and how the guitar fits into that. And that was the opening of another door, and you know, that's what drew me to these guys, honestly, from playing with groups at school and being hip to that kind of language.
Did you take you took lessons here?
Took lessons. I am still taking lessons here.
Who did you take lessons with?
So I took lessons with Joe Capps for the first 2 years, and I'm taking lessons with Jeff Kim.
Oh, Jeff is awesome.
Jeff is the man.
He's awesome. Yep. He taught me how to play.
Sweet. Yeah, he's the best teacher. He's great.
He's awesome. And then what other bands have you been in around town? Sorry. Well, I played Blackbird for him, and it was nice. Really bad. And then Jeff took me to like bar chords, and I was like, okay. So
I love Jeff.
Jeff is the best. Yeah,
he's a monster.
Yeah. I play with Zach here in a band called Barncat.
Okay. Cool.
I play with Cal Humberto, which is this beautiful, beautiful band led by Cal Humberto.
Check them out. They're amazing.
Really great, great, all original music. Really sick R&B and neo-soul.
That's awesome.
All really great arrangements. I get to play with really good people in that band. We're in the process of recording and starting to book some recording. So I can't give any dates as of right now, but there will be music on the horizon soon.
TBD. It's awesome.
We should hear another one. I feel like you guys are starting to get antsy a little bit.
No, we didn't go all the way around that.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we got to
come back. That's a silly question for after
Sorry.
Next song.
Sure.
But
I'll keep it short. I played piano when I was a little boy, and I didn't like it. So I stopped doing that. Then in sixth grade, I was in general music class, and I knew enough about music, and it was super boring. So I decided to join band, like concert band, and I started playing percussion, and I got into drums, and I started drum lessons at home. Yeah, that's about it. And then I played drums since then. I came to UVM in 22, and I started getting into jazz here, and ever since then, I've been loving the swing stuff a lot, and the organ stuff, and all that. Then.
So, I've been playing piano a long time, but I got into organ because last holiday break, I'm from North Carolina originally, and I went one town over to Greensboro to watch Sam Frybush Organ Trio play at the Flatiron, and it was the holiday party, and they just blew my mind, and Charlie Hunter sat in for two tunes, and whoo, and I gave him a handshake.
That's awesome.
That was formative. But yeah, that was like the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Except for like Herbie Hancock. But
oh,
you had to get that one off your chest, I could tell.
Yeah. And so then I was like, okay, I need to do this. This is what I want my life to be like.
Was he playing his cool hybrid guitar?
No, because the organ is doing the bass.
Oh,
man.
But I've seen him do that too at Newport last year.
Me too. Like, it was really cool.
You were there?
You guys are on the way to that. Don't you even worry.
Well, I got to get myself a hybrid guitar first.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear another one.
Totally.
If you guys are ready to
sure.
Yep.
Pick it back What's up again.
Song? What we got up next is
What Do You Feel Like Making Love?
A tune by Roberta Flack called Feel Like Making Love.
It's actually by Eugene McDaniels.
Eugene McDaniels wrote it. Backtrack. Originally recorded by Roberta Flack in 1973. We do our own version
thing
of it.
With it.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I had a whole thing going on in my head. Okay, here we are. Rooftop fancy bar, New York City. It could be an adjacent city. Irrelevant. I'm wearing a fancy cocktail dress. You guys are playing in the background. I'm drinking a fancy martini situation. I'm about to have the most important business meeting of my entire life. This is what's happening. There we go. Thank you for that.
That was a really beautiful story.
I appreciate it. Applause.
I'm glad we could supply
that. That's a fun scenario. I'd love to be there.
The skyline looks beautiful tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does. Exactly.
Speaking of rooftop, bar, sitch, what would be your dream venue to play? Oof. Also, I've been told that the mics are being a little weird. So watch the volume when you speak into it.
Okay.
As in, like, don't scream into it, and you can
also
hold
don't
it like
the
a
cord. The cord is like bad.
These are
from
old.
The hallway. No.
This
really
equipment
like
is old. Yeah, I think that's
like,
what was
so
being heard in the
booth. Volume thing.
I don't know.
Could be a little crunchy.
So my dream venue is Lucas' childhood bedroom.
Oh my god.
What I meant to say was the gorge would be insane.
Oh man,
that would be
we're
very.
We're never
fun.
Gonna get there, but that's such a beautiful venue.
Not with that attitude.
We'll get there.
Luca, what's yours?
Mine is Red Rocks, without a doubt.
Mm. That'd be so cool.
I've never been there.
We're going to make it.
We will make it. That's the attitude.
I would love to play at the Fillmore Philly.
But is that the church basement?
No.
The film? Nope.
I don't think so.
Lol.
It's not.
I don't know.
It's definitely not.
Yeah. That's definitely a goal for me, but it's not the ultimate goal.
Sick. That's cool.
But one of many.
No.
What's the ultimate goal?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah,
MSG.
No, like,
yeah.
Literally. MSG.
MSG's.
MSG basement. After Fish.
The basement of MSG.
Yeah.
I think the Fillmore is doable, though, for sure.
Sorry.
You know how many Fillmores? There's a Fillmore in Silver Spring, Maryland, where I'm from.
I
want
to play at the Fillmore in Silver Spring,
I want to play at the Fillmore in Silver Spring, Maryland. I just went to go see Hiatus Coyote there over the summer.
I think
it'd be very cool to play at the Fillmore West.
Yes, like the OG Fillmore West.
Yeah, like yeah. Bill Graham.
Bill Graham. Uh-huh.
I know Ivy had asked this question, I think, like last week. I don't remember the exact wording, but I am intrigued. Would you guys ever want to play, what is it, the Spear? The Dome? What's
the Sphere. That?
Yeah, we were talking about the Sphere.
Would you ever
I thought about crazy. That when you asked what venue we would want to play at.
Would you want to play there, or would you just want to be there and watch
someone
play there?
I would want to play there.
Has anybody been there before?
I haven't been there.
No.
I mean, it's a very new venue.
I think you guys would do good, though. I think you could have cool visuals.
I was going to say, if you did want to play there, what would be your go-to graphic in the background?
Just a bunch of Lucas.
Yeah, probably Lucas.
Just probably Lucas. Nonstop with different graphics really behind it to make it really scary and trippy.
Aesthetically perfect guy.
Me through
Luca
all like
in
the
a prom
booth,
dress.
You know, all the distorted photo booth.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's deep fry Luca.
Let's deep fry.
Not actually.
That's like not very. Memes. That's not kosher.
Like to be clear, I'm a boomer.
Some bands use it in like a silly way, and some use it in like a serious like memory lane.
Yeah,
way. I'm talking about Grateful Dead and Fish in this situation.
Like
the only three that I know of.
Fish, Dead, and U2.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. And then like the Grateful Dead one, it was like San Francisco, and like it was like zooming out to like the world or something. And then the Fish one was like a dog like licking the screen for part of it. But they also did like the. They're like artists who draws a lot of their cover art for like their lives. They like compiled all his artwork and had it like spinning around, and that was cool. But yeah, you can kind of do whatever you want. But I kind of also just like the good old light show too. That's fun. Yeah.
Tech these days, am I right?
You can do anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a silly question.
Okay.
If you could be a fruit or vegetable, what would you be and why?
You know what I would be?
What, Luca? What would you be?
I'd be kiwi.
Ooh. Kiwis are very good. Do you eat the skin? Do you eat the skin?
I do not eat the skin.
I just learned that eating the skin is awesome.
It's great.
What?
I
is
also
it really?
Like peach, like the fuzziness of the peach.
Oh,
fuzziness
peaches
of peach,
are great.
I do that.
Would you peel same your peaches?
A lot of stimulation happening.
Oh, okay.
No, I peel
I
my
thought,
kiwis
like,
before.
Oh, okay. Cleaning. I thought you meant
we like to talk.
Just recently discovered the fuzziness of the peaches.
Yeah.
Like,
the fuzziness of the kiwi is edible, I think, is what
it
the new
is.
Discovery
it's
is.
It's kind of like
does
bitter,
it, like,
a little sour.
You can eat anything that you want, at least once.
Something like that.
I guess
yeah. What would you guys
also, vegetables aren't real.
This one goes out to my roommate Peter. If you're listening, I would be a grape because you can shove a bunch of them in your mouth, and it's really fun and awesome. And grapes are great.
I'm thinking of
you,
I'm thinking of that scene from Ratatouille where they're in the kitchen.
You guys could be that backing band too. That's there's like a thing happening there.
Definitely,
yeah.
There's an opportunity there. We just got to transport back to
when you get all old.
Pixar.
Though you turn into a raisin.
That's right. That's a great metaphor.
Didn't even
for
hear
like,
me.
You know.
Didn't even hear me.
Teenagers, am I right?
Right over.
You
want to
be a raisin?
It's worth it. Grapes are fire.
Okay. At least they're able to get old. I feel like most fruits don't even get old.
Yeah, they get rotten.
They do. They just perish.
That's true. Grapes can be infinite.
Grapes live on.
Yeah. That's true. Lemon cranberries. Maybe
grapes.
They're like old time
fruits. Frozen grapes are the way to go. Yeah. Frozen red grapes specifically.
Mm. And.
What fruit would you
red
be?
Red grapes or green grapes?
Red grapes. This is an important discussion.
What would I be?
What would you be?
I think I would be a plum.
Have you ever seen the Modern Family episode about the plums?
The what?
Sorry, I didn't hear your reasoning.
It was just that they're my favorite fruit and I love them.
Have you ever seen the Modern Family episode about Phil and his plums?
I don't know if I have.
Oh my god, it's so funny. He basically just eats plums like the whole episode, and every time he bites into it, he goes, "Oh my god, they're so good!"
I relate
like,
to that.
Every time.
Well, nice.
When is plum season? I'm not sure.
I think it's like summer, because I think it's a stone fruit.
Dang. Mm. Right past it.
Stone fruit.
Rest in peace, plum season.
Slim in City Market today.
Slim Pickens.
Uh oh. You guys, well, you are three-piece meal.
This is true. I tried to get blueberries from City Market the other day. Oh. They were, like, totally out of it.
Right. No, continue, please.
Luca, focus.
We get very easily distracted.
Strawberries at City Market were $11.
I know.
Whoa.
It's insane. Oh, they're like the fancy
those
ones. Like,
they
come in
the
green box
the
instead of
the
plastic
on the
one.
Side.
Yeah.
Because really
they show you those ones first. They don't show you the Driscoll's ones first.
They loop you in with those strawberries.
Yeah. I mean, I bought them once. I bought them once.
Wow,
they're
you're
awesome.
A sucker.
I just wanted to see if
they
were worth it.
They got you.
I like that
yeah.
they
I mean,
like
I ate all of them in one
City
sitting.
Market.
Because
for some reason,
good.
The City Market cuties are so much better than every other cuties I've had.
I agree with that.
I don't know what it is. They're so good.
Anyway, back to my question.
Yes.
So you guys are a three-piece meal. Is this like a combo kind of a thing, like from a like a fast food chain? Like which
combo?
Which fast food chain or slash what food item are you in your three-piece
Travis
meal?
Scott meal.
What meal is this? What are you creating here?
Meal from
this
McDonald's.
Is this from Zaxby's? No, we don't actually know.
Oh,
that's for the audience to decide.
Okay. Yeah, it could be like a fancy like 3-course meal.
Mm. Yep.
Oh,
I was thinking more along the lines of like Cane's.
Yeah,
that's always what I picture.
Or Zaxby's, the superior chicken joint.
Nah.
Call in to WREV or chat if you want to tell the band what meal you think they are. Okay.
I think for the record, it might just be like chicken tenders, fries, and like coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
That's a crazy choice.
That's a choice.
So good.
What about like a Coke?
I was going to say, yeah, Coke would be the logical.
Well, that's not, I don't know if that's part of the meal. It's like,
I feel like it is, though.
You're like, 3-piece meal and a drink.
You guys remember Wendy's 4 for $4?
So who's the drink in the
those
scenario?
Were days.
Now it's like 4 for $12.
I know. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Luca.
All right.
Nice. Well, let's listen to another song.
We're really good at it.
We're very, very good.
We're just like the presidential candidates.
Oh.
You guys are much more informative than they are. Don't worry about it.
Next one that we got is an original called Shroud.
Luca wrote it.
Zach actually wrote it.
Thank you.
That was awesome, you guys. That was a lot of fun.
It's really smooth.
Luca.
Yes.
Luca. Sorry. So sorry.
That's all good.
I loved the tone of your guitar. On that one.
Thank
you. That was beautiful. What's that silver pedal right there?
That silver pedal. I just got this. This is a digital delay. It's been on my want list for a while. I got a very good deal on it. I just got it from a friend for like $40.
Oh wow!
Dang.
Well, it was very like airy and beautiful.
I'm glad. Yeah, it's a good sound. I'm glad I have it in my arsenal.
I do in my arsenal. Ooh. I don't know. I do think. I see that you have a Gretsch. I love a Gretsch.
So do
I.
I
love the sound of a Gretsch.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful
pedal. I know the viewers or listeners can't see this, but...
No, it's a gorgeous guitar.
This is a Gretsch G2622 semi-hollow. Mm. Yeah, with two humbuckers. I love this guitar.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff comes out of this,
yeah.
I hope.
Well, it makes for a very beautiful sound.
Thank you.
Nice play in there.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever visualize stuff when you're playing music, or do you know what you think about when you play music?
I don't know that I visualize certain objects. Rather, just kind of a feeling. I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I mean, when you're at like a good spot and you get to play with these guys, I think we have a lot of moments where you can kind of slip into like a different kind of state of being, you know. And I can't really put into words what I see per se. But it's. I don't know. I don't know if I can put words on it.
Awesome. Before we jump into other responses, it is that time
where
we get to read a public service announcement.
Let's go.
And you guys are the perfect band to play some backing tracks on that.
Oh, yeah.
So if you would read us what? Okay. I'm not good at reading lips, just by the way. But if you would do us the favor of reading one and then kind of diddling on your instruments behind it, give some ambiance, you can... I don't know.
You guys are like master diddlers, I feel.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Give me...
Professional.
Yeah.
Diddlers.
Wait.
Perfect. No. Do that. Do that. I have the perfect one. Hey listeners, when's the last time you danced? Like really danced, just for fun. Dance is proven to lower cortisol levels, leading to reduced stress. Dancing releases dopamine and endorphins, benefiting your physical and mental health. Now, a poem. Dance in the street, in the rain, in the snow. Dance with your mom, with your friends, with your bro. Put on some headphones, tuned to 90.1. So get up, go dance in the sun. From your groovy DJs, here at WRUV.
That was nice. So good.
You guys,
I
want to
like
dance.
Record that and then put it on automation so everyone can hear it all the time.
We definitely could. We could get that happen.
Yeah.
We have a future in audiobooks.
You do.
No, that was great. Sometimes we have the bands in here that they read it and they do such a good job, but then they don't like diddle in the back. I think it adds so much.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the questions.
Yeah.
What was the question?
I don't even remember.
Oh, you had an answer, I think.
Oh,
something
yeah.
or anything.
Yeah, I don't think it's that I really, like, see anything. Like, yeah, I don't really visualize, but I feel like when we're in it, you kind of just, like, lock into the feeling, and you feel what you're playing and you hear and feel what the other people are doing, and you're able to kind of like interact within our instruments. And somebody mentioned something about like, what are you thinking about? And I feel like for me, a big part of like interaction in music is not thinking. And specifically not being like, oh, I was working on this in the practice room, I'm going to play this right now and insert this here. It's more of just like letting your body like take over and just like feeling it and feeling what wants to come out and playing that.
That's a good answer, Zach.
Well said. Thanks.
For me, I feel like when we're sitting in a real fat groove, I feel like I'm in a boat of some kind, like rocking with the waves. And I feel like sometimes even like in my seat, I'm like rocking. It's kind of like we're doing the groove. So like Zach's putting down the groove so well. And I'm like, my left hand's just like locking right in with it. Right.
Yeah.
Just like,
mind of its like, own right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you guys could walk us through like a typical, like, writing a song process for you guys.
It's pretty individual.
It is, yeah.
I think WizKid. No, I mean, I sort of wrote WizKid, and I think we only have one that we don't really play because we didn't really come up with a melody.
Yeah.
Only one original that we kind of all wrote together.
Yeah.
We were jamming.
Yeah.
And for me, I was doing something that he responded to, and in his response I then matched it with another response, and that kind of
just a dialogue.
It really is.
Guys
are all kind of having a conversation with your instruments, because I'm also watching you all play, and there's so much like eye contact, and then just like a okay.
Big on the eye contact.
Intimate.
Speak on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been spoken.
What was the question?
What's your like songwriting process? You raised your hand at a point, but I don't know if you would just.
I was gonna say that they write our songs, but maybe we'll be practicing and we'll have to arrange something for this group. We're gonna play this one song in a bit, and it's a song that Van wrote, and it was kind of like for a different instrumentation than this. Yeah, we could play that next.
Sure. Yeah.
And
cool.
We kind of had to like adapt it to our instruments and like look at what works and what doesn't in what spots and make it work.
Would you say when you guys like are playing, it's more like it seems very like free forming, and like sometimes I don't know, I feel like with a lot of jam bands, sometimes people like take it and run. And, like, kind of just, like, not jam band. Oh, my God.
You're about to get shot in the studio right now, Ava.
I don't know. I literally only listen to 90s rock. I'm sorry. Organ three-piece trio. That,
trio.
Yep, with that stuff, I feel like...
You can leave.
I feel
now.
Like I'm digging myself in a hole, and I should like, end it, or I'm
going
to, like...
Keep going.
Keep the thread.
No. I feel so bad. With the organ piece... jazz.
I think you're just trying to say like improvised music.
Thank you. Exactly
band.
That. Not jam band at all, because that's not you guys at all. I don't know if that was a question. That was jam more bands. Digging a grave and then lying in it. But
I think what
you're out of it now. It's okay.
Like what role does improv play?
Yeah, like
because you've noticed us.
Yeah, like, it feels like you guys kind of like have like a base of like what you're playing, and then sometimes people like. I don't know, take some parts and run with it, and then everyone else is just like, oh yeah, cool, we're going there now.
Yeah, so that's like a very I mean, so I used to be really into jam music. I mean, I still like love a ton of the jam stuff, but I got really into like soul jazz and like stuff like that from the 60s, and they do like 15 minute vamps on just like one groove, and everyone's just going crazy, and there's a lot of like improv and interplay from that world that I think we kind of take from, as well as maybe a little bit of the borrowing from just like the little building tension and little releases that I feel like me and Zach are doing with the comping when Luke is soloing, or I'm sure you guys do it too.
I do that too when you're soloing.
But yeah, we draw a lot from jazz.
And not jam bands.
Well, jam bands as well.
We appreciate
for sure.
jam bands, definitely.
I feel like jam band isn't even like a real thing. Like, I feel like, I don't know. What even is a jam band?
But
yeah, I don't know.
We're trying not to do like the disco 1-4 cheap peak. Yeah. That's not like, we're not trying to go for peaks. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. that's, I feel like, that's
type
very,
one.
Very jam band thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're definitely more just going to just like,
interplay, yeah. conversation, like dialogue.
You guys are philosophers, the philosophers of music.
Yeah, really,
you know,
maybe a theorist.
No, it's true.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's what I kind of think that we're hoping to get towards is, I mean, at least with the tunes that we write, I think we want them to be vehicles for a lot of interplay mm-hmm. and
improvement.
And improvement.
You might
yes.
say it's a jam vehicle.
Not per se.
We're talking ourselves into a hole now.
Yeah, we are.
It's not just me. It's not just me. I'm kidding.
I think one more thing that could be said about your original question is that we kind of have like somewhat of a format that we follow, which is just like straight from jazz. Like if you're like listening to a jazz standard, or like a say it's like a piano trio. The piano player will play the head up front or the melody, and then they'll go into solos, and the piano player will take however many solos, and then the bass player will do that, and then maybe there will be a drum solo, and then they'll play the head again. So we kind of this next tune is kind of through composed, but for most of our tunes, we kind of follow that head improvisation head format.
Like that last one was exactly like that.
When you say head, do you mean like something like a chorus, like? What do you mean by head?
The melody
up front.
Okay, and, so like the identifiable part of the song to like know it's like
it's really just like the song is the head.
Yeah, and
is the eye contact to like cue everyone in of like okay my solo is kind of ending like we should go back to
you can eye contact sometimes you just like
you
hear
can
it
hear it and feel it
yeah
you can just
yeah.
it just makes sense sometimes yeah. which is cool.
That's really cool. You're just in tune with the stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of jazz or anything, so like. Going from like something like Alice in Chains where it's very like kind of like a very like this is the chorus, this is the verse, this is the that
very
to like very like free flowing kind of like you're all doing your own thing together.
Yeah, we flow.
Like, in it's Alice in really Chains like at some point Lance Daly has to go like
that's
right. Which part of the song to do that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of similar, I don't know.
Well, on the
Alice in Chains is kind of like a jam band if you really think about it.
That was a crazy statement.
I wasn't serious.
You heard it here first.
Would you agree? And then I want to hear this song. But would you agree that all music is derived from jazz? Because I know some people are anti that statement, and other people are like, "No, it is."
Like all modern music,
I guess. Yeah,
popular music in America.
Most of jazz is derived from blues, and most modern music that we think of today.
Sort of. It all kind of. Oh yeah. Mm. It all kind of like came together at the same time. But, like, there was music before jazz.
Definitely.
And that influenced jazz. Like, ragtime is a huge influence on, like, jazz piano and stride and, like, Harlem Stride and stuff.
According to Ray Vega's Intro to Jazz course.
I love that course.
It's a good class.
Shout out Ray Vega.
Shout out Ray Vega. Playing at Hotel Vermont tonight. Every Wednesday night.
Hey,
it's awesome. All right. Well, we would love to hear another song.
All right. This one is called Impurity. This is one that I wrote as kind of a jazz tune, but we arranged it a little more funky style for this trio. So it's called Impurity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Lots of head movements going on at the end there.
Yeah. Many head movements.
Got intense there for a hot set in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Hot
and heavy.
That was called Impurity, you said?
That was called Impurity.
Cool. And you wrote that, right?
Yep.
What was the inspiration behind it? If there was any. If there wasn't, that's also...
I don't know. I wrote it on a piano in my living room in the last house I lived in. A lot of heavy stuff going on in that house when that was written. So maybe from that, but... Not going to go into that.
Was it hot and heavy? Or was it just heavy?
It sometimes did get hot in that house.
It was just heavy. The subject matter, just heavy. Mm. Yeah.
How unfortunate.
Well, speaking of writing music, if you could have written any song that already exists, what song would you like to have written?
Ooh. That's a really good question.
Thank you.
One tune that I've been really liking past year or so is a tune by the great bass player Steve Swallow called Fallen Grace. It was a really great tune that kind of encapsulated the ECM Records kind of new modern jazz sound in the 70s. It's a beautiful tune with really cool chord movement and melody that just feels like it's an infinite tune.
Cool. Nice.
What song did I wish I wrote? Yep, probably Dolphin Dance. Mm. Yep, probably Dolphin Dance.
Yeah.
That song is crazy. Ba-da-da-da. Yeah, probably that.
Squad Life, Lettuce. Some good lines.
That's great. Or Nyack by Lettuce.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. Or Shrill Tones by Ghost Note.
Or Swagism by Ghost Note.
Yeah. Or Pacemaker
by Ghost Note. Or Milkshake by Mono Neon Ghost Note.
That's a good one.
That one's crazy.
Or Breakout by Lettuce.
Or Amazing Grace or something.
Or Fragile. Grace.
Oh. Or Down by the Riverside. Or,
oh, that was yeah, like, Rhythm
or
Changes.
Or You Are My Sunshine.
Rhythmining.
Rhythmining.
Or you could see, like, what standard would you wish you, like, came up with?
Rhythmining.
So many.
There are so many.
Yeah, probably Ruby My Dear.
Ruby My Dear.
Oh, that's interesting.
Gee, that's real interesting.
What? Do you have a cool arrangement of it?
Yeah. Our band, Three Piece Male, came up with one.
Oh. Wow, how interesting.
How interesting.
If you guys, like, dream lineup, either you're opening for someone or someone's opening for you, who would it be individually and together?
Stay with me.
We do have a private answer that we're not going to disclose.
Okay.
Or do we want to disclose it?
Disclose what? Is that our dream lineup?
I guess that is our dream lineup.
I don't know.
As of right now.
What's your dream lineup? Any band? Ever? Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Ooh, now that opens the playing field.
Yeah.
The dead being, yeah, that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
That's also, that's like two in one. You get to bring it back.
I have one. Life. I would love for this band to open up for Lettuce. It will happen one day. Catch us doing that.
It will happen.
It will happen.
It
I believe.
Coming back
at
to
the
Lettuce
Fillmore.
Around here.
You'll open for them at the Fillmore.
And then if you
in
individually could, like, if you could be a part of, oh, I guess, yeah. If your band could open for someone, and then if you could be a part of any band, I guess.
I would love to be the percussionist in the Grateful Dead.
Mm.
Valid.
Well, okay, space. space.
I would be very happy to have played in the trio with Joey DeFrancesco, Pat Martino, and Billy Hart. That's a disgusting trio right there that put out a bunch of great records. Rest in peace, Joey DeFrancesco. Fantastic musician.
I would say that I would love for us to open for the Allman Brothers Band and then join them on stage.
That'd be awesome.
That would be
so sick.
In Macon, Georgia.
That's a pipe dream.
At the Atlanta Pop. Well, actually, that's in Atlanta. The Atlanta Pop Fest 1970. That would be crazy.
Yeah. That would be wild.
And Ven, if you could be in any band, what band would you be?
If I could be in any band, dude, honestly, probably Phish, dude. They make a lot of money and they can do whatever they want.
So you're a sellout.
Whoa.
That's a harsh word.
Do you guys like Phish?
Yeah, I did. Well, Phish.
I've given them a lot of
when
money.
When they played at UVM.
Unfortunately, I've also given them a lot of money.
I got to. So when Phish played at UVM, they played in the Slade on Redstone. Mm-hmm. And I lived there last year, which was really awesome. And then I think it was also the first women's dorm when UVM allowed women on campus.
Yahoo!
And it was also where the Slade Co-op started. So a lot of history in that. And
I didn't know that that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The room was awesome. Like, hardwood floors, vaulted ceiling, like, gorgeous. They just redid the inside, but a lot of history in there, and it was really cool to be in that space. But, yeah.
Yay, Phish.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Phish?
They played their first show in, like, 1983.
In the Grundle?
In the Grundle.
Yeah. That was crazy. In the Grundle of all places. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. I also just learned... This is... Okay, so I'm from New Jersey, so, like... Also, my parents
Shout out Jersey.
But my parents are very, like, 90s rock, 80s alt-rock people. So, like, I didn't grow up with, like, jazz or anything. And I just learned, like, last year that Phish Food by Ben & Jerry's is Phish from... Phish, yeah. Not like
Phish from Phish.
A great flavor.
Well, you know, it's cherry Garcia.
We're about to drop some not yet.
Cherry Garcia.
I just like also Steely learned Dan. That. Didn't know that. I thought they just spelled Phish incorrectly for like years.
Yeah. You're about to blow my mind a second time.
But yeah, a lot of lack of Ben and Jerry's knowledge, I guess.
I was going to say something about Phish. What was I going to say? Oh, I remember. The first time I heard a Phish song, I was 8 years old, and it was in the car, and I cried because I hated it so much.
I have a similar.
With Phish or with a different band?
The Dead.
With The Dead? Did you cry?
Yeah.
Bad cry?
I hated it so much.
Yeah, I wasn't into electric guitar as a kid, I think. I didn't like high notes, I don't think. And then I think it was like a solo, a Trey solo. Minutes. But I cried and I made my dad turn it off.
Classic.
Like, came around. Now I like take his Phish CDs that he has and put them in my car. So.
Nice.
Speaking of childhood music, if you guys remember, what was your first concert you ever went to?
Oh. I mean,
I went to a U2 concert and Muse opened for them. I wasn't
sick.
Super
that's
big into
so
U2. I was just
Muse
going with
awesome.
Yeah,
I've
like my family.
They're awesome.
But Muse was crazy. I got
what
really
happened
into Muse
to those
after
guys?
That.
They're kind of cultish.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still
yeah,
do.
Yeah, the fans are kind of freaky. I will not even lie. Huh. Gets a little weird.
I was always a kid when I went. So
I was like this.
Yeah, really. You don't pick up on that.
Yeah, my dad kept me safe.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Rock on.
Zach has a
first
statement. Concert.
Yes.
I don't know my first concert. But my mom went into labor when at a concert, so I guess that counts.
What concert?
Sound Tribe Sector 9. Do you guys know them? They're
SGS9.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Is that SGS9?
I don't think I
what?
I'm just kidding. Wow, and then now you're a musician. That's crazy. Maybe it was.
Yeah, I was named after the drummer. His name was Zach.
Zach. Oh. Shout out, Zach.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
What was your first concert?
Legitimately, the first concert I went to was the Wiggles when I was like young.
Yeah.
What's like the first concert that you bought yourself, I guess? Like, on like.
That
with,
I bought myself.
With your own.
Just, like, legit concert.
Consciousness. What, like, were you like, I'm going to go to
this concert? And it was the first ticket that you, like, wanted to go to and went to.
It was The Weeknd.
Okay.
In DC.
I can't feel my face.
Wow.
And,
yeah. It was a killing concert. It was fun.
I heard he puts on a really good show.
He puts on a very good show. And they were great openers, too. Like, I actually saw him twice the first two times I ever went to a show. The first time, it was Race Remmard and Nav. And I'm forgetting the second time who opened.
By the way. I love you, too, Luca.
I love you, too. That was when I was more into hip-hop than I am now, but...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left of our show tonight.
Ooh.
I know, which is crazy. So you got to get your last licks in. Before we Anything else we should discuss prior to your last song?
Yeah, do you want to shout anyone out who you know is listening in, or
plug your socials?
Plug any shows?
Yes. Our Instagram is 3PieceMealBand. Feel free to follow it.
You should follow us.
You really should.
Keep yourself updated on
where we're playing next.
If you live near Rutland or in Rutland or near the Rutland area, we will be opening up for this band called the Disco Biscuits on November 17th. It's a Sunday show. It should pop out. They're great.
Rutvegas. Yes. That's what the locals call it. Rutvegas.
That's what I've heard. Rutvegas.
Yes. They know how to party down there.
That's what they say around here.
I think it's actually sad why they call it that.
Three-piece meal.
Mm-hmm. Three-piece meal.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, what's the venue in Rutland? Just somewhere in Rutland.
Some Disco theater. Biscuits on Instagram. Check it out.
Okay. That's where you can find
so
the
So that's actually
down
not
there.
Your band.
Oh, you can just walk around Rutland.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally just messing with you.
Zach
okay.
Really get
let's get into it. Play us your best one. If you your last final choice here.
All right, we're going to do an original called Gunky that Luca wrote.
Yeah.
Of course we're going to do that. Let's do that.
Thank you.
Fun. I like that. We got some tippy toe action over here from Luca.
I guess we did.
Some tippy toe action. Oh, that was fun. Well, three piece meal. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. This was a ton of fun. Yeah, this might be my favorite one so far of the semester.
Aww.
Yeah, I had fun with you guys a lot.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, tune in next week. Exposure every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 90.1 WRUVFM. We've got Canadian Tugs coming in. Canadian Tugs. Let's.
Should we dress up?
Let's do it.
Can we wear the tuxedo t-shirts?
Anyway, we'll discuss outfit attire later. But again, yeah, you guys rock. Everyone go see their show playing in Rut Vegas with the Disco Biscuits October 17th, you said?
November
17th. Okay.
Sunday show.
You guys put it on your calendar. You can plan it.
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. And you can't rally on a Sunday. No, I'm kidding.
Always rally for a Sunday show.
Good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you next week on Exposure. Goodbye, everybody.